Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Indiana going at it. Game one, 8:30 tonight. I thought the NHL game went long last night. 8:30 tonight, although that game was in overtime, so there's a little bit of...
That would explain some of it.
Stretched out a little bit. 8:30. I heard the morning show talk about this too. I agree. Why can't they just start at 8? Why can't they start at 7:45?
You're going to have the same argument when the World Series starts games at 9?
Yeah, I am. I'll have the same argument.
Good, I can't wait.
Why can't you start at 7:45? It's a big deal.
You'd have to talk to Adam Silver.
Well, why 8:30? Because they're so worried about the West Coast? Like they were saying this morning, I thought Anthony made it a fantastic point. When the majority of the country lives in the Eastern time zone, and I think it's 75% of the country lives in the Eastern and the Central time zone, well, why do we start these games at 8:30? I'm not trying to sound like an old man, because I know I do.
Too late.
But, I mean, really, 8:30?
Go home and take a nap.
I got things to do,
then
man.
Stay up.
I got things to do. How late do I need to stay up? Oh, it's not that hard.
Any problem watching Edmonton last night in overtime?
I had no problem doing that at all.
Well, then just move along.
But I can also respect the fact that isn't Edmonton the Western time zone? I don't know if they're in the mountain or the Western, but I think they're.
All I know is that they're north of us and it was light outside.
Yeah. It's nice. Oh, it's nice this time of year there. You almost get 24-hour sun. You do?
That's great.
It's awesome.
That's what I'm looking for at 3 in the morning.
Jeff, how can the Cavaliers learn from this series? Like, what are we going to take out of this?
What
are you expecting?
Andy?
From
the Edmonton series?
Yeah, from the Edmonton series, Jeff. How can Bobrovsky help the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, I was reading a really good story by Terry Pluto the other day, and Terry mentioned something about the number of teams that have been to the NBA Finals recently. Mm-hmm. And I thought, time to do a little digging. So I went back a little bit. We had the Cavs and the Warriors, right? And we had that run, did we not?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
I enjoyed that.
4 straight years, fun stuff.
You think the rest of the country enjoyed it?
Since the Cavs in 2018 and the Warriors, 11 different teams have made it to the NBA Finals in the last 7 seasons. 11 different teams.
That's good for basketball, you would think,
well,
right?
Well, I'm wondering that, and I want your answer on this.
Okay.
So I did the math. 37% of the teams in the NBA have been to the NBA Finals in the last 7 seasons. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's good.
I think it's good.
It is when you sit in a city like Cleveland that, you know, denied by the finals in every sport for the most part.
Golden State twice, Miami twice, Boston twice, Toronto, the Lakers, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Dallas, Denver, Indiana, and now Oklahoma City and Indiana. So 37% of the teams in the NBA have been to the finals in the last 7 seasons. And I thought, well, I wonder if that's out of proportion. And, you know, I'm thinking about the NBA and I'm thinking, okay, there's salary stuff in place. You know, some teams can spend more than others and then we're going to have these aprons and all that stuff. But 37%. So I checked Major League Baseball. In the last 7 years, I went same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
How many different teams do you think have made the World Series? Just
how many years? Seven?
Give me a rough guess. Dano, Andy, rough guess.
Nine.
Number of different teams that have made the World Series in the last 7 years.
How many years?
Seven.
Seven.
Oh, no.
Same time frame as the NBA thing I used. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
Just give me a guess.
12.
I said nine.
It's in between. 10.
Oh, okay.
Right on.
10. Yeah. So 33% of the teams in Major League Baseball have made it to the World Series.
Rob Manfred, you have done your job. You deserve more credit.
Dodgers did it three times. Houston, three times. And then Boston, Washington, Tampa, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Texas, Arizona, and the Yankees. And I thought, well, how about the team where they share the money, or the league where they share the money? And, you know, it's more even. And cities like Jacksonville, cities like Green Bay can compete with the big markets. In the last 7 years, guys, how many different teams do you think have made the Super Bowl?
Seven.
You're correct.
Seven. Well, Kansas City skews the whole thing up.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Sorry, Dan.
In the last 7 years, Chiefs five times, Eagles twice, Niners twice, Rams twice, Bengals, Tampa Bay, New England. And I thought, all right, what does this mean? And so the NBA, a little higher percentage than baseball and a much higher percentage than the NFL.
But when you think about it, is it crazy? Because in the NFL...
But in the NFL, there are a lot of guys. If you get some really good players, you can keep them together for a long time. And I think that's part of it, and especially if you get the quarterback. So
People aren't bothered by that. Like, I would think...
No, I don't think people are bothered by that at all. In fact, I think people love that. I think people love dynasties.
I don't. Do you personally like dynasties?
I don't mind them at all. For instance, in the 80s when the Lakers and the Celtics were going at it all the time, not always in the finals, but enough, I loved it. I thought it was great. I think it's great.
I'm not a big fan. Unless it's my team, I really don't want to see a dynasty.
Let's take this.
And I think I'm tainted by the Steelers because I was tired of them in the 70s.
Let's take this back to the NBA.
Yeah.
Okay? Because this is what I'm wondering. And I'll play devil's advocate on this. I'll present two ways. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So 37% of the teams in the NBA have made it to the finals since the last time the Cavs played the Warriors in the finals.
Okay.
Last seven seasons, including this year's series. Does that mean, well, that means a lot of different teams can get in there, so there's no need to make big moves because you got a pretty good chance. Or does it mean, hey, this is a short window because 37% of the teams have made it. That means that new teams are knocking out teams that have been there and have been good. And while you think your window's open, it might not be. And you better tweak what you have to make sure you stay sharp and maybe get your good chance. I kind of lean the second way. In other words... Real specific, if the Cavs get an opportunity to improve their team, they need to take it. Because guess what? Other teams are on the move. There are a lot of teams that get to the NBA Finals. It might be your year. You can easily tweak a basketball roster much more easily than you can tweak a baseball roster and much more easily than you can tweak a football roster. And that, I think, is the key to these percentages, Andy.
I'm looking at OKC's roster, and I'm trying to think of how quick they put this thing together. Alex Caruso has been in the league for 7 years.
We did that last week, actually.
How quick?
No, yeah, how much?
Was this the day I was off? Yeah.
It was how long have these guys been together? And I looked at the Knicks. The Knicks had out of their rotation players, gosh, I forget the total now, but I'll find it. I think they had four first-year players for the Knicks, and they ended up doing really well.
On that OKC roster, only five of those guys were drafted by the Thunder. Just looking at where they were picked, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, something like that. Yeah.
Well, what do you think about the Cavs? I mean, does 37% mean your window can be closing quickly because here comes somebody else and you better make sure you stay on top? I kind of think that's it.
What do you think the window should be? 3-4 years?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Once you build it, what should the window be?
Here's the stat from the other day. We did this on Monday. I'm glad you paid attention. Of the top nine players in minutes played for the Knicks.
If you weren't listening on Monday, like I probably wasn't listening to you, it's new now.
We'll get it fixed.
Of the top nine Knicks in minutes played, four of them were in their first season in New York. Of the Pacers, of their top 10 guys, they had numerous guys who have joined the team in recent years. Nembhard, Nesmith in their third year. Siakam has been there a year and a half. Mathurin, third year. Ben Shepherd, second.
How long does this stick together?
That's a good question.
If you're Indiana, you're going to want to hang on to this for a while, aren't you? You had success. That's why I think when you look at the Cavs, you're like, whoa, look at the success they had during the regular season. You're going to want to hang on to that for a while.
Well, then
when you get knocked out in the second round again, you're like, oh, blow the whole thing up.
I would think so.
It takes four games for you to say blow the whole thing up. That's it.
Do you think that this team should tweak? Because to me, 37% of the teams in the league have been there in the last 7 years.
You better stay sharp
and you better keep things.
Do I think the Cavs should? Yes. Do I think they can? No. I don't think they're going to be able to tweak the way that most people want them to tweak. I just don't see it. And as I was saying with those numbers before, when you look at payroll, man, you're eyeing down the Cavs for next season.
They're one of three teams that could be in the second apron.
There are four teams with payrolls over $200 million, and your Cleveland Cavaliers will come in at number two next year if things stay the current way that they are. At $218 million, only Boston would have more on their payroll at $223 million.
Kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
Phoenix, who's number one right now at 220, will be at 210, so they lose $10 million off of theirs for whatever that's worth. And that $218,266,608 is staring the Cavaliers right in the face when it comes to trying to make a move. And guess what? The next year, it doesn't get any better. In 2026, your Cavaliers will be the only team, if things stayed the way they are, your Cavaliers would be the only team over $200 million in payroll. Obviously, it's going to change by 26, 27, but they're at $226 million for 26, 27, and even Boston is $27 million less at number two.
All you got to do is trade dollars for dollars, Andy.
Is that how it works?
You can always make moves. I mean, clearly the Cavs have an owner who's not afraid to write checks.
No, I get that.
So you can make moves.
But your assets are completely diminished by that second apron that if you even had a first-round pick that you were able to trade, gets locked at the end of the first round, no matter where it is. You could fail to make the playoffs, and your pick is going to go to the end of the first round, locked in.
So it sounds to me like you're afraid to make moves, which might mean that...
I could be afraid.
Which might mean that the other 37% of the teams are going to swoop right up and knock you out of your contention spot.
Go ahead, knock yourself out. I don't know how they're going to pay for any of that other stuff. The assets are not there.
Or they have to just completely get better from within.
They believe that they're in a window right now where they don't need to change, where they've got players that can help them not only win during the regular season, but win in the postseason. They've got to tough enough. Come on, man. They just weren't tough enough against Indiana. And they were going to walk into it.
Or good enough.
Or injured. I mean, there are several reasons why the Cavs are where they are right now. I don't think they're going to be able to make a lot of moves without breaking up what they have. I just read the numbers to you.
Well, that's the point. Should you break up what you have? That's the point.
I don't see how you do it. How can you, in right consciousness, look at what they had last year and say, we're going to walk away from this? They didn't walk away from it the year before.
No, I know. Well, and so that's kind of the point as well. 2 years in a row, this group of players hasn't made it past the second round of the playoffs. You're going to roll it back again when 37% of the league has made it to the finals in the last 7 years, and you're not one of them?
What are you doing, Jeff? What are you going to do?
I am going to roll it back unless I find the absolute deal that I think makes me a better basketball team. I just don't think that Kobe Altman can be, and I don't think he is, locked into his words in his postseason press conference that we're going to bring the core four back. If they do, okay, that's all right. Seriously, that's okay. But you can't lock into something when that phone could ring or somebody could answer the, you know, you call with an idea and somebody bites. You got to be willing to roll the dice. And certainly this team has been in the past. I would expect them to be this offseason as well. And I think the numbers over the last 7 years of teams that have made it to the finals makes it really important that you look for ways to improve your basketball team, because other teams get better every year.
Michael Cage, former Cavalier and current OKC Thunder TV color analyst, will join us next right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.